This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Richard Green. The United States joined its NATO allies on Wednesday to issue a strong rebuke to malicious hybrid and cyber threats from China, warning the no-limits partnership between China and Russia is undercutting a rules-based international order. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg accused Beijing of spreading Russian lies and disinformation at a press conference in Madrid while he unveiled the alliance's annual strategic concept that features China for the first time.
We see a deepening strategic partnership between Moscow and Beijing. And China's growing assertiveness and its coercive policies have consequences for the security of allies and our partners.
Officials in Beijing issued a statement urging NATO to stop stoking political confrontation or seeking to start a new Cold War. The new posture on China comes as the U.S. is ramping up its military presence in Europe in another push to boost regional security after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At a NATO summit in Spain, President Biden announced a significant boost for the long haul.
In Poland, we're going to establish a permanent headquarters for the U.S. 5th Army Corps.
The first permanent basing of U.S. forces on NATO's eastern edge. The president says he's also boosting rotational troop deployments to Romania and the Baltics, sending more fighter jet squadrons to the U.K., more air defenses and other capabilities to Germany and Italy. He calls it an unmistakable message to Moscow.
That NATO is strong, united.
The White House says the commitments mean the U.S. will keep some 100,000 troops in Europe for the foreseeable future. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday that Moscow would respond in kind if NATO set up any kind of infrastructure in Finland and Sweden after they joined the U.S.-led military alliance. Putin was quoted by Russian news agencies as saying he could not rule out that tensions would emerge in Moscow's relations with Helsinki and Stockholm over their joining NATO. Putin's comment came a day after NATO ally Turkey lifted its veto over Finland and Sweden's bids to join the alliance after the three nations agreed to protect each other's security. A Mexican journalist was killed Wednesday in one of the country's most violent northern border states. The newspaper Expresso says reporter Antonio de la Cruz was shot and killed in his home in Ciudad Victoria, the capital of Tamaulipas state. The human rights organization Article 19 says De La Cruz is the newspaper's second employee to be killed following the 2018 murder of colleague Hector Gonzalez. Tamaulipas is a Gulf Coast state located just south of the U.S. state of Texas, where violent drug cartels fight over lucrative smuggling routes. Local journalists who focus on crime and corruption are especially vulnerable. De La Cruz's death follows the murders of at least eight other media workers in Mexico this year as a result of their journalism. That's according to Article 19. The head of the World Health Organization is critical of last week's decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 ruling which legalized abortion in the United States. AP correspondent Mike Heppen reports.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus calls the decision a setback that will ultimately cost lives. He says decades of scientific data prove that access to safe and legal abortion saves lives. He fears that with this ruling, women and girls will be driven to unsafe abortions, resulting in deaths. Dr. Tedros said he thought the U.S. would lead on this issue and worries that other countries might not understand the implications of the Supreme Court ruling and will take similar measures to restrict abortions. I'm Mike Hempen.
Repeating our top story, the United States joined its NATO allies on Wednesday to issue a strong rebuke to malicious hybrid and cyber threats from China, warning the no-limits partnership between China and Russia is undercutting a rules-based international order. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg accused Beijing of spreading Russian lies and disinformation at a press conference in Madrid, where he unveiled the alliance's annual strategic concept that features China for the first time. Officials in Beijing issued a statement urging NATO to stop stoking political confrontation or seeking to start a new Cold War. Reporting